What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Earlier this morning, we had a conversation. Paulie says it's condiment month. I don't know about that. But we went around the room on our favorite condiment. And I was wondering, you know, the best condiment, what condiment sells the most or makes the most money? The verdict is in. The U.S. consumes $2 billion worth of mayo each year, while the ketchup market is worth around $800 million, less than half of mayo's. Soy sauce follows close behind ketchup. Barbecue sauce at $660 million. The mustard market has been shrinking, falling slightly under $450 million. McLovin loves mayo.
Yeah, I'll put mayonnaise on anything, which is very polarizing.
I detest mayo.
Yeah, people either love it or hate it.
Yeah.
But like a turkey sandwich without mayo?
No, mustard.
But, yeah.
First of all, I'm calling BS on Condiment Month.
National Condiment Month.
Yeah.
It's not International Condiment Month, just to clarify.
Oh, okay.
Not worldwide yet.
Oh, the things we talk about on this show. Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated NBA senior writer, joining us on the program. Mannix, how are you today?
A little stomach churning, Dan. Mayo is disgusting.
It is.
Like, I'm a big tuna fish eater, but I'll eat it dry at all times before I put mayo in that mix. Same thing with lobster rolls. I mean, hell no with mayo.
No, it's Hellmann's.
No, yeah. Either way, gross.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on, Chris. That's all we wanted to talk to you about. I thought Draymond Green accomplished what Draymond Green wanted to do, and that is he loves to troll people. And, you know, him and Tony Allen going back and forth as to who's the greatest defender. Those guys aren't even in the conversation. But Draymond is a really good player. I don't know where you would put him as great defender of all time. But I might as well, I just spent, you know, 10 minutes talking about it, so I might as well let you address it.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. He accomplished exactly what he set out to accomplish, which was to set social media ablaze with the conversation. Tony Allen gets roped into it. But I think the only way you could have this discussion is to talk about generations, right? I mean, maybe Draymond Green is the best defender of this generation. He is certainly the most versatile defender.
Better than Kawhi Leonard?
I liked how Draymond could guard basically 2 to 5 for a period of time. There was like a 3-year stretch he could do that. So it's right there. But then you go back and you talk about Mutombo and Gary Payton, and you go back even further, and it's the Bill Russell discussion, which I think is where it stops. So I you know, look, Draymond is one of, certainly, but it's hard to point him at the top.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I Russell, Hakeem Olajuwon, Tim Duncan, great defender, Pippen, Jordan. You know, there's so many great players. You know, but as Seton pointed out, you could hand check back then. You know, Draymond is playing in an era where you can't really use your hands on anybody. But I would probably look at Kawhi's.
I remember back in the day when I was working for the Celtics in the 90s, and I ran into Russell, you know, one day, the rare appearance he had in Boston. This subject kind of came up where, you know, was he being discounted as a great defender because of the era he played in? And Russell always said, you know, Shaq was the guy he'd have a problem with because of Shaq's just raw size. He's like, anybody else I could handle. I could defend anybody else in this league from whatever generation you're talking about. That's how confident Russell was in his own defensive abilities.
All right, let's dive into it. I know you're trying to make a case because I guess there's 58 guys who are up for the MVP in the NBA. So the floor is yours. Your latest MVP candidate is?
I mean, your hatred for all things French notwithstanding, Rudy Gobert is certainly making, I think, a strong case to be in consideration for MVP. And I put this on Twitter the other night. Of course, you get ratioed left and right by people that are saying he's not even the best center in his division, because Nikola Jokic is certainly there. But I'm tired of like everybody looking at raw numbers. I mean, Rudy Gobert is so much better than his numbers. I mean, I tweeted that after the Chicago game where Rudy went for what, 20, you know, almost a triple-double with blocks in there, and was just this presence every minute he was on the floor. I mean, he is, with all due respect to Ben Simmons, the defensive player of the year, and I think it's a pretty wide gap. And offensively, you know, you and I had this debate last time, but he springs everybody on that Jazz team with his screen setting. So as far as impactful players on both ends of the floor, you know, Rudy Gobert is right up there with the most impactful on both ends. I'm not going to vote for him, I don't think, for MVP, because I think there are better players in that mix. But can he finish top five? I think that's possible.
I don't think you can go to bat for him on a social platform and then say you're not voting for him. If the season ended today, where does Rudy Gobert end up on your ballot?
Somewhere between 5 and 7 right now.
Oh, my God.
Right now.
But why am I having you on to talk about this?
Because I didn't say he was the MVP. I said he should be in the mix for MVP. Okay. I get a lot of people.
How many guys are in the mix for MVP, Chris? Can we stop this? It feels like it grows exponentially. Now there's 15 guys that you can say.
That's because, Dan, the calculus keeps changing, right? Like, Joel Embiid was the front runner for an extended period of time, and then he goes down with an injury. LeBron James looked like the front runner, but he could be out until mid-April, which changes the dynamic. If Rudy Gobert stays healthy and plays the rest of the season, you can certainly make an argument that he should be considered MVP. I actually think, and I'm going to try to write this next week, but I think there's an even stronger argument that you should give it to Giannis for a third year in a row. Look at what he's doing right now.
I'm fine with that.
He's out with a minor knee injury, but I mean, you know, the numbers are largely the same from last year. And if that Bucks team finishes with the best record in the East, which is certainly possible, I don't want to hear about voter fatigue with Giannis. He might deserve a third MVP.
Well, no, this just has to do with, and it shouldn't, what they have not done in the postseason. If the Bucks won the title last year and Giannis was having this season, then I think the voters would look at him differently. You don't even hear Giannis's name with the top MVP candidates. We're going out of our way.
That's bad on the voters, though, Dan. Like, that's bad on the voters who, again, I think it's voter fatigue, who are just looking like, oh, I don't want to vote for Giannis again. There's only a handful of guys that have won 3 MVPs in a row. Giannis doesn't deserve to be in that rarefied air. No, it's all in a vacuum. It's based on the regular season, and I think you're going to have a hard time saying that there are better players than Giannis having a regular season.
Trade deadline. Well, let me start with the Lakers here. With AD and LeBron still out, what's the risk that they're running here? And will they do anything at the trade deadline?
I don't believe they do anything at the trade deadline because, I mean, they don't have a lot of assets to deal anyway. They've shipped out many of their draft picks in previous trades, and the one guy teams want, Horton Tucker, is the player the Lakers are not going to deal right now. Right now, it's just kind of bite down and see if you can get one win out of every four and keep yourself in the mix until LeBron and AD come back. I watched that, at least the first three quarters of that Pelicans game last night. I turned it off and it was like 102 to 70 something at the end of the third quarter. I mean, it's just, it's going to get ugly in Los Angeles over these next few weeks. And they've just got to hope that they stay inside that top eight in time for LeBron and AD to come back. And look, as long as those two are back in mid-April, that gives them, you know, 3-4 weeks to climb back up in the standings. So I'm not yet concerned about them missing the playoffs, but it is going to be a really ugly next few weeks in LA because they don't do anything well. You know, I think they're still the number one defensive team in the league statistically, but they're not a good defense. And offensively, they're just mixing and matching guys out there. So I think it's going to be a tough, tough stretch for the Lakers.
And then it comes to marquee names, Aaron Gordon, Kyle Lowry. Feels like that's about it. Are both going to be moved?
Well, it's pretty clear at this point that Aaron Gordon is going to be moved. I think Boston and Denver are two of the leading contenders right now for Gordon. And it's just going to come down to you know, it really comes down to what Orlando is going to accept. Right now, there's a gap in what teams are offering and what the Magic want to get back. But I think that gap's going to be closed before Thursday afternoon. So I think Gordon moves. Evan Fournier, his teammate, I think is going to move with him when that deal ultimately happens. Oladipo, I think the Knicks' interest in Oladipo is vastly overstated. I don't think that Tom Thibodeau's in love with Oladipo there, nor do I think he fits their timeline. But I do think Oladipo gets auctioned off at some point somewhere. Lowry is interesting. I think Miami continues to be the front runner there because they'll part with Duncan Robinson, and Robinson is probably the best player that the Raptors can get back in that mix. The most interesting player, though, Dan, is John Collins. You know, John Collins is an excellent player, and the Hawks have made him available, but their asking price is high, and I'm not expecting that asking price to go down. So John Collins is the one that I'm not sure is going to move. I'm very sure that Gordon and Oladipo are likely to move. Lowry, I think, is likely to move, along with Norman Powell. But John Collins is the one player that you still are not sure if he's going to move.
I like what the Suns are doing, and they're doing it quietly. I don't know if they're just a regular season team. They picked up from the bubble where they went undefeated in this season. So handicap the Phoenix Suns' bigger picture here.
Look, they've got a chance to be a conference finalist, at least in that conference, because Chris Paul has made them a tougher playoff team. But beyond Paul, you know, I really like what DeAndre Ayton has done this year. I mean, Ayton is forever going to be compared to Luka Doncic and will never put up the kind of numbers or probably win the kind of awards that Doncic has done. But what Ayton has done this year has accepted that defense is his primary responsibility. And this Suns team, I believe, is still ranked inside the top 10 defensively. And that's largely because DeAndre Ayton has made a commitment to that end. He's still putting up numbers when he can on the offensive end. And Chris Paul, you know, if you watched the game last night, goes out of his way to make sure Ayton gets some, you know, easy buckets around the rim. But he is locked in on that end of the floor. And if they're able to be top 10 defensively, they're going to give any team in that conference a real problem.
Great to talk to you as always, Chris. Have fun, and thanks for joining us.
You got it, Dan.
That's Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated NBA senior writer. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman. And I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. I started the show talking about watching some basketball yesterday. I watched Iowa against Kentucky, women's basketball. And this Caitlin Clark, she can play. First player with at least 35 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists in the women's NCAA tournament since Candace Wiggins of Stanford back in 2008. And the next tournament game for Iowa will be against Connecticut. And Paige Beckers is equally as great. Two great freshmen there. That'll be Saturday. And I think it's must-see TV. We'll get to phone calls coming up. McLovin has a poll quest, or no, he has a against the grain. Yeah.
It's a pro day guide. It's for people who don't understand what's really going on there.
Oh, okay. So the jargon.
Yeah, the glossary, if you will.
The glossary of terms there. Let's welcome in Jim Boeheim and his star, Buddy Boeheim, the Hall of Fame coach. And Syracuse has Houston coming up on Saturday. This interview brought to you by Capital One, what's in your wallet. Buddy, let me start with you. How did your dad recruit you?
It was a pretty simple process. I mean, it was more the assistant coaches just telling me that I had a scholarship, I could come play here if I wanted to. And he just one day in the car, he's kind of like, you know, you can play here if you want to. And I was like, all right, that's pretty cool. We didn't really say much else. And that's just how it went. And next thing you know, I'm here. So it was a quick process. And just very happy I'm here.
Any thought of not playing for your dad?
No, it was just whether or not I could come here and contribute. And I think after my junior year, they said, you know, you can come here and contribute. We need a guy like you that can shoot the ball. And I said, no doubt. I didn't even think twice about it.
Jim, did you have any doubts or think twice, have trepidation about bringing your son in?
Yeah, I think so, especially early on. He was, you know, a good shooter, but he had a long ways to go. But I thought he would get there because he works hard. I had to convince his mother, you know, that who runs the family, as you well know, that it'd be a good spot for him. And fortunately, it has worked out, because if it didn't, then, you know, the locks would have been changed at home. And there would have been no going back home, as you well know.
Buddy, have you ever complained to mom about dad?
Maybe if he's yelling at my teammates too much, I'd say, you know, he needs to relax a little, because those are my guys, and you know, it's tough for me to see that, so anything like that. But
yeah, he does look at me when I get on somebody, and you know, which is good. He's supposed to support his teammates even more than me, so that's a good thing. And I'm just happy our team is really, you know, stepped up here. We struggled this year. There's no question about that. But they all, every guy on this team kept going, kept believing, even when it didn't look like there was much hope. And, you know, it's one thing to sneak into the tournament, but when you get there, you have to do something. And this group has really done that. And, you know, those are the teams you like, the teams that just keep going and just don't give up.
Buddy, do you have the green light?
Yeah, there's still some times though when I take a tough one, he's like, too far, take your time, something like that. But yeah, for the most part, which is nice, knowing that feels good as a shooter, knowing that your teammates and coaches have confidence in you.
Well, you have shooters, you let them shoot, you know, you don't overcoach shooters. They have to have the freedom to let it go. And you know, he's coached by Jerry McNamara, who understands that better than anybody, because he lived it and understands what shooters have to do. And his teammates really have confidence in him, which is, you know, they help him. They help him get shots. And we just have a really good team that, you know, wants to win and wants to do the things you have to do to win. And it's taken us a while, but it's certainly, it's better late than never in this case.
Buddy, the first time you beat your dad one-on-one was when?
We never really played one-on-one, but we've played a lot of games against each other. It's more probably me and my brother that have had a lot of battles, and he'll ref our games or something, and we'll yell at him if he makes a bad call. But
I used to hate that. I used to have to referee their games, and it was brutal. It was absolutely brutal to watch, and I finally said, that's it, I'm done.
Well, Jim, as a 20-year-old, if I had the 20-year-old Jim Boeheim against the 20-year-old Buddy Boeheim, how would that play out?
You know, I was pretty good. I was better with the ball, but he's a way better shooter than I am. But,
Buddy, why are you shaking your head?
It wouldn't be a game.
that hurts.
I've seen it. I saw his form when he played. Yeah. That's all I needed.
Oh, they both think they're much better than me. They think they're better than me on the golf course, and neither one of them can break 50, but they still think they're better. So That's good. It's good to be confident.
I was looking at your stats, Coach. You scored, I think, 28 points in the NCAA tournament in two games. Buddy had 30 against San Diego State. So,
well, he didn't have Dave Bing playing with him.
That's true. That's true.
He also went 13 for 39.
I don't remember that.
Buddy prepared for the interview here.
That is not right. Those are not the right facts there. That did not happen.
I didn't
take 39 shots in 10 games.
Can we check on that? See what Coach, how many shots that he had?
We're back, on the case. Back there.
It was about, maybe 12, 14 shots. Tops.
Buddy, do you imitate your dad?
Man, I really can't. I mean, a lot of my past teammates, even some of the coaches, can do a really good job, but I just let them do it. They have some really good ones, and they got his voice down perfectly, and it's funny, but it's definitely hard to do.
No, it's not hard to do, buddy. It's hard for you to do it sitting next to your dad. But I always tell people, if you watch Coach after a game, I don't know if he's won or lost. Because he eventually gets like this, buddy. And just leans over. They get all the calls. Nobody.
I need to have something for you guys to do. I need to give you material.
Well done. Yes. Mission accomplished. Have you gotten yelled at, buddy?
Yeah, I think more early on. A couple of days in practice, I'd make mistakes or turn it over and he'd yell at me. I think he gets most mad when you make the same mistake over and over again. So definitely at first. But I mean, I was used to it. I got yelled at as a kid. So this was a little bit different, a little more louder and more intense. But I want him to yell at me like any other player.
Some players, they learn right away, and other players, it takes time. And, some you're still yelling at them when they're seniors. But the smart players figure it out. And, once they understand what we need to do, you don't really have to yell that much anymore.
Did you continue to coach? Did it factor in, Jim, to be able to coach your son?
No, I mean, I'm happy. I'm really grateful to have this opportunity. But no, I never really thought about not coaching. I still haven't thought about it. I'm planning on coaching as long as I feel good. I think that I think we've all stopped doing something that we love to do too soon. And, I'm not going to do that. I think about 2 months ago, people thought it was time to stop coaching, but now they've come around, a late change of mind, but that's part of coaching. You're just not going to please all the people all the time, for sure.
There was that moment after the game and your wife sent the picture of you two hugging and you're coaching your son. You're playing for your dad. You're in the suites. I don't know if it hit you right then, but it seemed to hit you, Coach. I don't know if it hit you the same way, buddy, but Julie sent it to me, and I mean, as a dad, it's like, wow, that's pretty powerful stuff.
Well, I know I'm grateful to have this opportunity and just to coach this whole team. I coach Buddy 90% as a player on my team, and then after the game, that father part might take over. I hugged Carmelo Anthony pretty hard a couple times, and I enjoy hugging a player and. Part of the time he's my son. Most of the time, he's a player who's doing what we need to get done.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
That picture is pretty. That's a different hug. What was that feeling like though, buddy? I don't know if it felt like dad was hugging me or my coach was hugging me.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at first I was just happy to get the win. Get it over with. It was getting really close at the end, so to be able to just close the game out was a relief. And I saw him, I gave him a high five, and I looked back and I'm like, I gotta give him a hug right now. And it was just a great moment, just all the emotions. He's always supported me, been there for me, and this is just a dream come true. So definitely just a great moment and something I'll remember for forever.
Who's the best shooter on the team, coaches included?
It's close.
I'm going to go with the underdog here and go with my man, Kai Feldman. He was a walk-on 2-3 years ago.
Wait, he's better than McNamara?
He can shoot it. I mean, that's what he does. He's a
players don't know what they're talking about sometimes. This is one of those times.
I've been getting G-Mac on this trip in our shooting game. So I'm going to – I mean, G-Mac can still shoot with the best of them.
You know, but he's right down over there listening to this, and he's like going, no. No way.
And Coach, explain to me how Joe Girard III averaged 50 points his junior year.
Well, he was the guy. He took 30 shots a game every game. They needed him, too. They had a real small team, and they just needed him to score.
50.
And he played against constant double teams and triple teams. And wow. I don't care what level you're playing at, it's hard to score even 30 points, let alone 50. Joe is a scorer, and he's made the transition to being a point guard, and he's done a great job. The other day, I mean, 7 assists, he had 6 rebounds, and you know, and he can make shots. All of our guards are very important. We have 3 really great guards. Freshman Kadari Richmond's just a great player, but our backcourt is very good, and we just got a well-balanced team now. And we've picked up on the defensive end over the last 3 weeks. And, you know, North Carolina normally scores 80 against us. And I think they scored, 60-something.
Coach, you're giving me coach speak. Nobody cares about that. I want the juicy details here. Like, you know, has he ever done a bed check on you, buddy? Has he ever surprised you at your apartment? Is there curfew?
No.
No, nothing crazy, really. Just pretty normal, honestly.
All during high school, he'd go up to bed about 10:30. I'm like, okay. I mean, you know, he just would get tired and go to bed. You know, he works so hard, Dan, at this game that by 10:30, 11, he's ready to go to bed. He does the extra work. You know, obviously he's my son, so I'm proud of that. But as a coach, you respect somebody that has worked hard to get there. And almost all college players work really hard. But, you know, Buddy's done the extra work to get. I told him when he was in 9th grade, you're going to have to work harder than everybody else to get there. And he did. He listened. And so I think that's the thing I'm most proud of, is the work that he's put in to get there. And luckily his mother's tall. So, you know, he got the tall
and pretty, too.
Yeah. I mean, he gets little from me in that category. So we're very fortunate.
Hopefully you hold on to your hair, buddy.
Hopefully.
I got a clarification on the stats. Paulie,
all right.
Paulie, what do you have here?
Yeah, in 1966, Jim Boeheim in 2 games versus Davidson and Duke, 7-for-9 from the field, 6-for-10 from the field, 13-for-19 in 2 games.
Wow.
Now the facts get out there.
Yes.
That's good. That's good.
Yes.
You got to bring that up with CBS then. Yeah. They put that graphic out.
I can't believe. Well, CBS, they're imperfect. They're not like Dan Patrick's
show. No.
Dan Patrick's show has the facts.
Yes.
The right
yes. Yeah. We got the facts, or at least
even though Dan can't shoot.
Oh, my God. You know better. I might not be able to host a radio show, but I can shoot, Coach. If you leave me open.
We'll have a shootout someday then, Buddy and you.
Oh, no. That's not fair.
I'd like to see you two go at it.
I'm like Jerry McNamara with a better voice. That would be my – I'm like Devendorf. I probably shoot more like him. Eric and I probably have a similar range. So is that good – you know, gives you a good idea there, buddy.
Eric can still outshoot most people.
Yes, yes. I was going to say McNamara against Eric would be a pretty good yeah. matchup, I would think. And then the winner gets Buddy. Hey, congrats. A lot of fun. And, Buddy, keep doing it, man. Keep firing. Yeah.
We'd like to talk to you next week, maybe, same time.
Okay. That sounds. Bring Mom, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring in a whole family affair.
I told her she can't come yet because we might lose if she comes. So I'm a little superstitious now.
But she texts people during the game because she has, you know, she wants to talk to somebody.
Yeah, she jumps up and down in front of the TV and screams at it the whole game, too. After, like, a jump ball or something.
Jimmy's home, and he won't sit in the same room with her. He's in the other room.
Well, congrats. Great talk to you again, Coach. Buddy, thank you for joining us, and good luck against Houston.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite, spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
We have our celebrity bracket challenge, and we have our usuals, the regulars who always compete. And at the top of the list, to no one's surprise, is Jim Parsons, who leads the celebrity bracket challenge. And he is Mr. College Basketball. And it's great to bring in the Emmy and Golden Globe winning actor, Jim Parsons. Good morning, yeah, Jim. How are you?
One surprise. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's nice to see you.
It's great to see you. Where would winning the Celebrity Bracket Challenge rank among all the great awards, honors that you have?
Middle, lower.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I don't know what, I think I always ask this every year. I don't remember. We don't get anything for it.
No.
Yeah.
Respect. I
mean, well, okay.
And when's the last time you had respect, Jim? I mean, we're giving you respect.
I don't respect myself for these picks. I mean, this was darts at a wall. I mean, unless this represents divine intervention on some part that I'm this high up the ranking.
Well, you did play God on Broadway.
That's true. I am connected.
Yes, you are. What is your philosophy here in filling out your brackets?
I ran across an article. It was like, look out for these upsets. I thought, you know what? That's a great place to start.
Okay. All right.
And I picked a couple of those, and then I let the rest fall into place, as it were.
Well, a Houston native, though, you obviously have the Houston Cougars winning it all, right?
No, I didn't, which was, I don't know if it's a grave error yet, but I believe, isn't that the Illinois bracket?
Yes, you have Illinois. Yeah, you have Illinois winning it all.
Yeah, which is not going to happen.
No, it's not.
That's an impossibility.
Well, that's why I figured we'd have you on this week, because next week we won't have any use for you. What is the coolest award you do have?
The love of Todd.
Fritzy is...
No.
You can't put that on a mantle, Jim. You don't want to put that on a mantle, Jim. The love of Fritzy.
I meant my own Todd here at home.
Your husband. My bad. I thought you were talking about Fritzy.
But that's ridiculous. I'm not so stupid as to use love as an award. Come on. I don't know. It's my birthday today.
Todd, you did not know it was Jim's birthday.
Yes, he did.
I should have mentioned it to you as the host of the show, but I didn't know it was his birthday.
You did.
I wished him a happy birthday as part of my pitch to let him know why today would be the best day to have him on this week.
That's basically akin to throwing me on, but it's a different Jim Parsons. I mean, what else don't you tell him? It's ridiculous.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. So my reward is that I've been blessed with another. How many times am I going to have to word that before it's not a negative?
Let's try it again. You know, it's like Big Bang. You get another take here, Jim. So then, ready, 3, 2, 1.
I'm so happy to begin adding up the days that will total to my 49th year. This is wonderful. It is, though. It really is, you know.
But you don't look any older. Do you want to look older?
I'm not doing anything to try and look old. I mean, like, I'm not like, you know, I didn't pick smoking back up again, hoping it'd be wrinkled.
Yeah, but I don't know if you, because you look the same.
Yeah. Well, I know I don't. It's that you can't, the lighting in here is shitty. And
it's bad. The lighting is bad.
It's bad. I'm sorry.
This is, you can't say that on CBS. You didn't do that on Big Bang.
I have been in a hole away from all the normal things for so long. I don't know what's right and what's wrong anymore. I don't know what it takes to be on air somewhere anymore.
Recap the last year if you can.
Well, this time last year, I actually had COVID. We both did. And so that was not a great celebration. Mm. Although I still had a cocktail, I'll be quite frank with you. Best part of that day. And then I don't know. And then I slowly worked my way back up into feeling less, dark and scared about everything. That's sort of embarrassing to admit, but honestly, I reflect on like before about 3 months ago and I'm like, oh my God, I had the darkest view of the world. I was just freaked out.
Was Hollywood shut down for the most part the last year?
Well, a lot of it was, but you'd be surprised at how many things are working and how many things they're making and the ways they go about it. We're producing one show on Fox right now, Call Me Cat, it's called, with Mayim. And they went through their whole season. And I mean, we watched a feed from it here in New York, like we couldn't be there. And It was really well done, and the way that they could jump through hoops with the masks and the shields and the feeds to faraway places, I was really impressed. But It looks like a headache. I guess you sort of get used to it, but bleh.
We're talking to the popular Jim Parsons, Emmy and Golden Globe winning actor, and he's celebrating his birthday today. I just read this story about you auditioned for The Office.
Yes.
But what role did you audition for?
I don't remember. It was either Jim or Dwight. Which tells you a lot of exactly why I wasn't right for it. There wasn't a role that I was a ringer for. He could do this one or he could do that one, but I don't even know. But it was one of those because I didn't know well, but I knew Rainn Wilson and I knew John Krasinski. And I think that's why I can't remember who it was, because I knew that whatever part it was, somebody that I sort of vaguely knew got it.
But that's one of those where you want to get the part. But then is there part of you that knows I might not be the best person for this part?
Oh yeah, every time. I mean, almost every time. I've been very fortunate with that, or I'm just very honest with myself.
But did you know you were the right person for Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know what they would think, but I knew that I felt that I would be in the final mix. Like, I felt that way about it. With The Office, this just shows how stupid I am about Hollywood. I thought, what a dumb idea for a show. It was if we wanted a show about an office in America, we would have done it already. We don't need BBC copy or whatever it was on. But I was wrong. I have no foresight with things like that, apparently.
But if you got that role, then you don't get Sheldon and Big Bang Theory.
That's exactly right. The whole everything for a reason.
Yeah. What are you working on now?
Well, I mean, there's a movie I've been working on that we're hoping to shoot in the fall at some point. So that would really be the next thing. I have kept doing voiceovers for Young Sheldon. They sent me, in fact, you might be able to see it sort of. You see that tall box there?
Yeah.
It's a whole voice kit. They mailed me this so they can record me. And so every few weeks I come up here and record a few episodes of that.
Wow, that's gotta be exhausting there, Jim.
You walk upstairs,
yeah, and you get to
sleep for a little while, and I go back and take a nap, and then I got up for a cocktail, and then it's time to go back to bed again.
is this the highlight of your day? Like, what do you do after this?
Today I'll eat right after this, okay. And then I will go to Best Buy. Actually, I'm going to walk over to Best Buy, and I need a cord to hook up. Todd bought me a turntable for my birthday, and the speaker that came with it didn't come with a wire that hooked them up. So I need to go get a 3.5 millimeter. I have no idea.
What kind of albums do you have?
Well, I just started. In fact, I thought I was going to get, we were kind of doing a renovation thing, so I thought, well, when that's over, I'll get a turntable. But I bought my nephew one for his birthday back in January, and I got really excited about the idea, so I started buying vinyl, and I had four albums arrive this past week, but I had no turntable, and then I didn't know Todd was getting me one. But right now I have four. I have the Pixies' Doolittle. I have PJ Harvey, Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea. I have The Smiths, The Queen is Dead, and The War on Drugs, a live album, Live Drugs.
Okay.
That's my collection. Four.
What constitutes a collection? Like, what's the number that I don't know if four is a collection, Jim.
No. Well, I mean, it's what I have right now, Dan, and I can play them. Nope. So, you know.
Well, no, you can't. The speaker's not.
Oh, that's right. Well, within a few hours from now, I think I'll be able to go play them.
But don't you have somebody who can go get you this wire? Aren't you? You're like a big time celebrity, aren't you?
What do you mean? No. We don't roll like that for the most part.
You don't roll like that.
No, we do our own laundry. We wash our own dishes.
Well, I do that too, but that's.
But I don't mind going to get this. Are you kidding? Any chance? Any opportunity to get out fully masked? Even?
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited about it. And I'm very excited about the turntable. So I want full ownership of it, which includes buying this stray cord.
Will you disguise your voice when you go to Best Buy?
No, that sounds really exhausting. Also, I have a mask on.
Well, I know, but if somebody hears your voice.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. But it's been funny to suddenly be in a masked world, you know, when you're used to sometimes people recognizing you. It's very odd.
Yeah. Do you remember the Phi Slamma Jamma?
At U of H?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was young. I wasn't there, but yeah, I remember it.
How old were you with Phi Slamma Jamma?
I don't know. Was I 8, 7? What year was it?
That was 82, 83.
Oh, I was 9 or 10.
And you remember that?
Well, my mother went to U of H, and maybe even around that time, because she was going back for some advanced courses in education, teaching. And then Hakeem came directly out of college to the Rockets, which was a big deal because everybody was so excited because he had already been in Houston from that. So, and they talked a lot about, and a lot of it I learned probably when Clyde came to, when Drexler came to the Rockets in for the championship years, because they were back together again, and that was a big story.
Hey, I watched The Flight Attendant with your former co-star.
She's great in that.
It's her and Rosie Perez, and
they, yeah.
But Kaylee is really, really, like, it's a little jarring because you see Big Bang and then you see her in Flight Attendant where she's a mess. And I didn't know that she had those abilities because I hadn't seen that before. But
oh, she's a hot mess. Yes.
She's
hot mess easy.
Yes. But that turned out to be a really good show.
She's great in that. And they got a lot of attention. That's really exciting.
Well, congratulations on your temporary first place right now, because it won't
That'll
last.
That'll be gone soon, won't it?
Yes, it will, but not our love for you.
Thank you.
And tell Todd I said hello, and happy birthday, and I hope you get to do something really, really exciting today besides going to Best Buy.
Keep up the puns, gentlemen.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay.
That's the popular Jim Parsons, Emmy, Gold Globe winning actor, big time star.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.